another soggy Wednesday morning, and we thought we would like to get a bird's eye view of what's happening in Guerneville. So we're going to go over to Susie Kaur. She is the owner of Smart Pizza in Guerneville, has been watching the river for a few years. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to talk to you. How's it looking out your window?
Well, you know what? Actually, my window right now, I'm looking out from Rio Nido.
Oh, you're looking out from Rio Nido, and what's...
I'm up on Canyon 4 in Rio Nido.
That's my
residence, and we are high and dry.
I imagine you are stuck there, though.
Yeah, we're stuck. I tried to make the choice, did I want to go up and stay at the restaurant or stay at my house?
And you decided to stay at your house.
I decided to stay at my house, so we're flooded in down by the... Our road goes up by the lodge, which is already underwater.
Yes.
Not the lodge, the roadhouse.
The roadhouse, yeah. Yeah,
but,
that's unfortunate.
I have, I have video footage from my cameras, and I can see the backyard. The river has come up to our back deck at the pizza parlor.
And that's right downtown Guerneville.
Yeah, we're right by the walking bridge.
Yes. And based on what you know about how high the river is going to go, what might that mean to your business?
Well, Herman Hernandez is the owner of the building, Zephyr Real Estate, right now. And he said that in 86, they got maybe 10 inches in, and that was when it was 48.5.
Right, right. So you may be able to dodge a bullet.
Yeah, we're hoping to dodge a bullet. My only concern is I have a motor for my walk-in down in the basement. So
yeah.
I'm hoping that it won't quite get up that high.
I'll bet there are a lot of people who wish you were still making pizza for the next couple of days up there.
I had somebody post yesterday, like, why aren't you guys open? It's a missed opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, everybody. Talk about a captive audience.
Well, yeah, I urged everybody on Monday to stock up because actually, as we're speaking, I have cold pizza in my refrigerator right now.
Yeah, that's wise. Very wise, Susie. And let me ask you how what you see today compares to flooding that you've seen in the past?
Well, I was actually up here in 95 and 97,
mm-hmm.
and we were flooded in. My girlfriend here has lived on the Canyon 4, and she was in the 86.
Yeah, that was the worst.
And she said they were up here for 4 days, and at one point the helicopter did come down to check on people, which she said basically caused more havoc. It blew the trees and everything.
Yeah, that would create some havoc there, to be sure. How long are you planning on being stuck in Rio Nido?
Probably tomorrow for sure. And maybe we'll be able to get out Friday. I'm not sure. There's a group of us that have been up here for years, so all the neighbors kind of watch out on each other.
Sure.
You know, and we know who has what, who has bread, who has milk.
Yeah, yeah.
Who has coffee.
All important stuff. So we know, Susie, too, that part of the after effect of all of this water is the cleanup process, and that can be daunting on its own.
Yes, I'm praying that it won't get into the restaurant or the other restaurants downtown.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, currently the way it looks, we think that it won't hit the, you know, the restaurants downtown.
Well, we're hoping that remains to be true. It would be nice if the river crests a little bit lower than they're expecting it to. But right now,
you know, whatever happens, the people of Guerneville always stick together. And when we open up, we'll be, you know, doing what we can to help people. And, you know.
So when do you think given that, let's say that the water does not go into Smart Pizza in downtown Guerneville, when do you think you might be able to reopen?
I would hope by Friday.
Oh, very good.
Possibly Thursday, but
very good.
It remains to be seen what happens tonight.
Are there any people more stalwart than the folks who have lived on the river for many years?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Like I said, my girlfriend here has been here since she was here in the 86 flood, and a lot of my neighbors up above me have been here quite some time.
Yeah, I was there in 86 also, and got carted out by the National Guard via boat from Rio. Yeah. So hopefully this will not equate with that particular flood. Glad you're safe. Thanks for the bird's eye view, and hopefully there will be pizza in Guerneville, maybe by tomorrow night.
We're hoping, yes.
Very good. You bet. Thanks for jumping in with us.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right.
That is Susie Kaur. She owns the Smart Pizza and is not there at this moment in time, but I'm sure a lot of people up in Guerneville wishes that she were.